worship. The oceans beneath, the bird is flying all the way from Alaska to New Zealand. No food, no water, no sleep. They have done research and they found that this bird, they know what happens, they haven't the foggiest idea how it happens. They researched and they found that this bird, half the brain sleeps and half the brain is awake. And then the other half sleeps and this half is awake. Subhanallah, think who we worship. Think who we worship and ask, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala need to create these things in such enormous variety? Why? Why can't Allah simply just create a bird? B-I-R-D. Bird means like this. Khalas. Every bird everywhere in the same way. Ajeeb, eh? I'll tell you another one. There's another bird called the bar-headed goose. This bird has the highest altitude of flying of any bird. It flies at an altitude of 33,000 feet. That is the same height at which your normal intercontinental airliners go. So if you are going from here to America or Australia or something, next time you fly, you listen to what the pilot says. He says, we are cruising now at 33,000 feet. And you look out of the window, if you see a bird, if you see a bar-headed goose, then two things. Number one, you are actually seeing the goose. Number two, start reciting the kalima, because if you are seeing a bar-headed goose at that size, at that height, that's probably not very good news. 33,000 feet, why? Because it takes advantage of something called the jet stream current, which is a current of air which travels at 1,000 miles a day. So these bar-headed geese take off, they hit the jet stream, and they go on their migration route again from the tundra, from the Arctic Circle, down to India, down to Africa, traveling 1,000 miles a day continuously. If you're not impressed with that, let me tell you what the temperature is at 33,000 feet. Minus 59 degrees Celsius. Take the same bar-headed goose. Say, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Put it in your freezer at minus 4, it freezes. And the same bar-headed goose at minus 59 is flying at 1,000 miles a day. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. And if you're still not impressed, the amount of oxygen in the air at that height is almost non-existent. But you know what they discovered? They discovered that bar-headed geese actually operate much more efficiently in low oxygen atmospheres. Can you believe that? The bird breathes better when there is no air. Subhanallah. Ajeeb. Wallahu ahsanul khaliqin. Rejoice that we don't worship stones and rocks and wood and cows. Rejoice that we worship the creator of everything, who boggles our mind and who confounds the critic by the sheer variety and majesty of his creation. I'll tell you a last one. I'm very aware of the time, because I pray for shahada and I ask you to say ameen, but I don't want shahada at your hands. So I will finish my khutbah in time, inshallah. Another bird. And this is called a ruby-throated hummingbird. I remember the first time I saw one in the Amazonian rainforest in Guyana, I thought it was a moth. It's that big. It is 4 grams in weight. 1 teaspoon of sugar is 5 grams. This bird is less than that, 4 grams. Now this bird lives in South America, south of Chile, in the Amazonian rainforest. And this bird migrates to North America, all the way to the United States of America. And part of that migration route, listen and listen well, this little 4 gram thing flies straight across the Gulf of Mexico, which is 600 miles wide. A little bird like that is flying across the open ocean, takes 26 hours. I challenge you, the fittest of you if you can run, walk or crawl 26 hours 600 miles, I will give you $100 million per mile. And that bird which is 4 grams does it, man. 4 grams. 600 miles of open ocean, it goes in 26 hours. What is the meaning of 26 hours? It means one full day, one full night. The sun rises, the sun is at the zenith, the bird is flying, the sun is setting, the bird is flying, pitch dark night, the bird is flying, does not lose direction, does not lose energy, does not lose speed, the sun comes up again, 2 hours, the bird lands in the United States of America without a visa. Subhanallah. You know why Allah told us all this? So that we understand the tafsir of the ayat of Suratul Mulk. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنُ إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَصِيرٌ. Teach the tafsir of the Quran in the biology class, for God's sake. We have separated our religion. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. We teach the Quran.